animales. WRO, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Can't complain. Just brought the mobile radio into the shack so I can go through the code plug to see what went wrong with the St. Clair County situation. But other than that, we're good. We got our meeting this afternoon, I think. What would we say, 4:30 on that?
Yeah, 4:30 works. We're supposed to have a command meeting today, but I think it's about that for today. We'll just do the virtual one, and I think that'll suffice for now.
You know, I was wondering about that because I swore we had had that other meeting. And then I saw this one in Discord, and so good. I'm glad we got that kind of straight. I'm not sure if he's going to be available, but you wouldn't object to Sean dropping in on the command channel and telling us what he's looking at for his needs?
Oh, no, I don't mind at all. He's more than welcome anytime you want to hop in at our meetings. I have no problem at all, definitely.
All right, that sounds good. I don't know if I'll be able to chat with him and have that happen, but if not, we already discussed it. We will bring it up to John. I already did, actually, so, you know. That can be the topic. One of the topics that I have for the meeting is post-set items from Sean. He has two of them. And then, of course, you might want to, whatever you want to talk about on the set that was still good. Both John and I happened to end up on the state net last night with Max, and it's really hard to recognize voices because it's HF going through VHF. But after I checked in, I recognized the call sign. I go, wait a minute, that's John. So I gave him kudos for I did my bit, for the how many we had check in. I made one mistake. I said, I forget the number, was it 27, field deployments. Well, they weren't all field deployments, but close enough. And then I gave him the number from the spring, and he was kind of impressed that we had increased numbers.
Yeah, I mentioned it to John when I was on the phone with him, that we had several deployed, and we had about 27 of us active for the set, various stages and stuff, and he was very impressed with it. He thought it was a great thing for us, and even told him, I was like, hey, we even had somebody join right before the set, just so they could participate. He thought that was a good thing.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting how you gave me a prompt there. Hey, did you notice we got another number on? I said, oh, boy, I just put that list out. So quick, speed it up, get him on the list, get him on the roster. I mean, it wouldn't really matter. He could still participate anyways. But I thought it was a good idea just to get him on the roster, and we'll go from there. The FCC, I'm staring at it right now. The FCC website is down because of the situation there in Washington. And normally when I produce the task books, I just go ahead and get the file copy of the their ticket, and I reduce it about 75%, paste it into the books, for the task books, and it's like dead in the water, can't really do anything, no way to get it. So I don't know. We'll see. If it goes on, I might just mail it out to him and let him put his license in there like we did it before. So.
Yeah, we'll get it figured out. I'm not super concerned. I'm sure eventually things will come back up, and You know, we can get it at a later date, but see if we can get them going and get them started on it.
Hey, I know you had me off on some of those, but since I'm issuing the task books and when it is normally working, I do the license. There would be no issue with me signing off on the fact that they have a license before I even mail the book to them, right? That sounds okay, correct?
Yeah. I think you're fine. I think you're good. You're good to sign off. They have a license. I mean, they're already in the you know, the FCC database. So as soon as you know they hit that database, we're you know they're good to transmit. So I mean, they're good to be signed off. I think.
Well, I just didn't want to step on any of Mike's territory, but and I know he likes to do some of the technical stuff, so we'll of course let him do that, like for level two and that. But you know, the thing about having a license, I mean, that's pretty darn easy. We might as well give him one sign off right at the get go.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Tim, I'm home, so I'm gonna hop out, but. I figured I'd throw my call out and see if anybody was on. But good chatting with you. If you have any questions or whatnot, or you need anything before the meeting, reach out. I've got some stuff to do on the radio. I've got to reprogram a couple things as well, and then I've got to try to work on some IDs for the team to get them redone and reissued.
All right, Dave, copy that, and I should be good today until the meeting, and I'll see you then. NAWRO, after you.
All right, we'll talk later. 73, this is KYNU, clear.
KFHDPZ to NAWRO, you still out there?
Yes, sir. NAWRO, go ahead.
Good morning, Tim. Cliff here. Am I asking you're talking about you couldn't get a copy of my license?
You are indeed, sir. So how about I just go ahead and drop this in the mail to you, and you can get a copy of your license put in the one page that is requiring it. I hate to delay it any further. I'd like you to have this copy if that sounds okay with you.
Mail it to you as long as I can find a valid email address.
So the way we've been normally doing it, until I kind of changed it up a little, I was doing it just as a courtesy to all the new members and taking care of it. I just can't do it now that the website's down. It's just when you get the task book, there's a page to tape your license on. So all you'd have to do is just print out a copy of your license and affix it to the task book. It's what I did when I first started in the spring. Piece of cake, not a problem. But the main thing is just to get your task book to you, and then you can take a look at it. So I will drop that in the U.S. mail to you today, if that's okay with you, and you can just get, you know, taking a look at it. No drastic rush or anything, but I like to get this in front of you guys so you can take a look at what the minimal tasks to get to level one. You know, you got some time. There's no rush, but it's nice to take a look at, see what they want you to do. Over to you.
All right, copy that. It's just that I caught the part about how you like to reduce it to 70% or something like that and stick it in the book for everybody. So basically I was offering to email you a copy that you could do that with, but if you want to send it out without, I'm okay either way. Back to you.
Yeah, I'm being way too technical with that. I'm looking at the page 7 where it affixes to. It can be any size you want. I'll I'll just go ahead and let you do that at this particular time. Normally I do it ahead of time, but yeah, it's not going to happen. And I got some notes on there. If you have any questions, feel free to get a hold of me either on Discord or one of the frequencies here. And appreciate you joining up. It's good timing. And this time, I got your name spelled right.
All right, copy that. Yeah, I'll be looking forward to seeing that in the mail then. At the time, I really don't have much of anything else going on. And matter of fact, I do need to get moving and take care of a couple of other things. So I'm going to say 73 to you for now. And this is KF8DBZ, clear after your final.
KF8DPZ from NAWRO. Cliff, you have a good one today. I'm clear.
WYRC Mobile. Echo Ocean, Houston, anybody copy?
I did not catch your call. This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray. I do copy.
Okay, very good. This is Whiskey 8 Echo Oscar. Whiskey number 80 Echo Oscar. The name is Ed Echo Delta. We're in East Lansing, a couple miles from Michigan State University. And I think it's Kilo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray. Correct me if I'm wrong. Over.
The call is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray. You're sounding good over here from you're in Lansing, I think you said, and I'm currently in Mount Clemens.
Okay, Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray, W-A-E-O, very good. Yep. You're sounding fine over here as well. You were coming in on the 147.28, I believe it is, and pretty quiet repeater in the Lansing area. Over.
Sorry for the delay. I was currently turning. I'm mobile at the moment. Yeah, it's a little bit quiet. I know Saturday with the set going on, it was pretty, this particular repeater was pretty active, but they unlinked the system. I'm pretty sure that would make sense. But yeah, so generally with this linked system, I'm 7.2 7.2 over here, and yeah, generally it is fairly quiet. There's another link system, which is the 70-centimeter side of it, and that one's a bit more active. But this is Kilo Echo 8, Link Alpha, X-ray. Back over to you.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, I'm glad to hear that there's somebody on here. I've made a couple of three contacts on this repeater, but I'm not terribly active myself. If you would pass your name along, that would be great. Over.
Oh, yes, I apologize. The name here is Dean. Delta Echo Alpha November Dean.
Okay, Dean, very good. Yes, name is Ed, Echo Delta. And as I said, we're a couple of miles from Michigan State University. I work with the MSU Amateur Radio Club, which is call sign Whiskey 8 Sugar Hotel and Whiskey 8 Mike Sierra Uniform, W8MSU. And we've got a meeting, club meeting. We're trying to get some new students interested in the club. We had 10 show up last week for an antenna build so that we can do a fox hunt and listen to the satellite. Rather international space station. Back to you, team W8EO, East Lansing.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha, actually. Yeah, that's actually really cool. That's something on my bucket list to make a contact with ISS. I've researched it. I haven't got myself a directional. I see a lot of videos of people doing it with, you know, little handhelds and a directional antenna and using an app to track the space station. So I think that's very cool. And I feel like it's very satisfying when you actually do get a positive contact. Over to you, Ed.
Yeah, very good. K-E-8-L-A-X-W-A-E-O. Yeah, that's what we're working on. We've got one student that wants to set up a satellite station in the shack, and we've got satellite antennas and an ICOM 9700, which is the radio for that sort of thing. So he's got some pretty good ideas about how to get a satellite tracking program that'll move the antenna and follow the pass as it goes over Michigan. So anyway, that's what they're working on. But in the meantime, we'll do a fox hunt and try to get some ideas across about how antennas are designed and so on and so forth. We have a number of electrical engineering students and mechanical engineering students. And I'm not sure we got a lot of students from other disciplines, but anyway, as long as they have fun, it's a club. KE8LAXW8EO.
W8EO, KE8LAX. Yeah, and you know, it's cool. Granted, I'm fairly young myself. I'm 32. But getting young blood into the hobby, I think that's very important for the survival of the amateur hobby. Back over to you, Ed.
Yep, okay, very good. Yeah, that's the whole idea. And there's a lot of technology to follow. You know, I started out when I was pretty young, and we were still doing vacuum tubes, and it certainly changed a bit over the past 60, 70 years, maybe a little longer. So, anyway, that's the story from East Lansing. Dean, nice to make your acquaintance, and we'll look for you on the repeater again. We'll let you tie the ribbons on it. KE8LAX W8EO.
Yeah, absolutely. It was great, great talking with you, and I appreciate the QSO. My noise floor over here, for some reason, is super high, and the noise off the machine is making you almost not readable. That's obviously on my end. I have a lot of vegetation and a lot of wind right now, so. So I'm going to say 7-3, but it was great talking with you, and we will we'll catch you on the air again, I'm sure. This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, and I will be clear on your final.
Okay, yeah, very good. 73, Dan, drive safe. WAGO clear.
KC8VHA mobile monitoring.
This is KZM1.